This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
From the Quicken Loans Studios in Houston, Texas. Quicken Loans. Take advantage of historic low rates. Go to Rocket Mortgage today. Here's your host, 6'1", former Oklahoma Sooner basketball player, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, we are back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. And the start of the NBA season, you know what? It is less than 1 week away. And what better way to celebrate and kick off the 2016-2017 season than visiting with the Dallas Mavericks radio play-by-play voice, and that is the great Chuck Cooperstein, who is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now that is Progressive. And of course, tonight the Mavericks are in Denver as they prepare to face the Nuggets. Good evening, Chuck.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. Excited. This is perhaps my favorite time of the year, and as the NBA season we'll get underway next week, and it's been, again, a very busy offseason for the Mavericks with this roster overhaul. They've played, a total of 6 preseason games so far. What have they shown you coming into the season?
Well, I'm really not sure if we can be just as non-committed as anything. Rick Carlisle has slowly been, integrating his starters into the lineup and giving them more time. He did so the last 2 games, and there've been, the results have not been great to this point. The bench players have actually played a lot better. I don't know how that affects his thinking going into the regular season. I mean, I can't imagine that, Harrison Barnes isn't going to play 33 minutes, or, that Andrew Bogut is going to play 26 minutes, mm-hmm. or that Darren Williams is going to play 30 minutes or so. But it's just been really weird, because there have been times where they've really, played pretty well, especially defensively, and then there are other times where they've just been dreadful defensively. And, the defense is what got them into the playoffs last year when they made that run late in the year when they won 7 of their last 9. But it has been sporadic here in the preseason, and the offense has definitely struggled. And one thing about the Mavericks last year, they were 23rd in the NBA in shooting at 44%. That's not normally what you have come to expect from the Mavericks, but they're not shooting any better than that right now. But again, without guys knowing how they're going to be playing as the season unfolds, it's really hard to tell. But I mean, there are definitely some concerns here. But last year, the Mavericks were winless in 7 preseason games, and they still finished 6th in the West. So, mm-hmm. This may be a very long-winded way of saying I have absolutely no idea what's happening right now.
Hey, the Dallas Mavericks play-by-play radio voice Chuck Cooperstein is back with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are zeroing in on the Dallas Mavericks. You look at their schedule. I have to ask you, Chuck, how unusual is it that the Mavericks will play so many games this early against the Rockets? Obviously, we're based right here in Houston.
Well, it's not like this hasn't happened before. And I believe there was 1 year when the Mavericks and Rockets played, where all their games were done maybe by early January. That was the case last year with the Mavericks in New Orleans. They were done by the first week in January. It's not completely unusual, but it seems like, having watched the Rockets on Wednesday night, that they're a lot farther along in what they want to do and how they want to play, than the Mavericks are right now. So the fact that Dallas is going to have to play them next Friday night, mm-hmm. and then the following Sunday in a back-to-back, home and home, if you will, in Dallas first and then in Houston, that could be somewhat problematic. But the bigger issue for the Mavericks schedule-wise, that 10 of their first 15 are on the road. And, you've got Houston, you've got Indiana, you've got Golden State, you've got Boston, you've got San Antonio on the road in these games. And so it's a really difficult way to start. And then at the end of the year, they play 7 of their last 9 on the road. So really, they basically have about 58 games in the middle to get their work done, because it's going to be extraordinarily difficult for them at the start and at the finish.
Okay, so Chuck, give us a hit, since I had mentioned the Rockets, just an overall impression. I know they like to jack it up early in that shot clock.
Well, I mean, they haven't shot fewer than 34 threes in any preseason game they played, but what really impressed me in the Mavericks game was how they guarded. you know, that's always been one of the criticisms of a Mike D'Antoni coach team is that it was all offense and no defense, and they'll just simply go outscore you. But even James Harden looked like he was trying out there, which is a major step in the right direction for them.
Right.
You know, Capella was really good, really athletic at 13 rebounds in the game. Ariza will always guard people. Even Ryan Anderson, who's not a really good defender, certainly doesn't have the reputation of being a really good defender. I mean, they were getting their chests into people, and they were trying at that end. And though when the Rockets were good 2 years ago when they got to the Western Conference Finals, they were a very good defensive team. I had certainly the reputation of shooting all the threes and shot an NBA record number of threes that year, but they were very, very good defensively. And Dwight Howard, I think, had a lot to do with that. Well, obviously he's not there anymore, but they're finding different ways to do that. And I think that's going to be the tail of the tape with them. You know, they'll always score because Mike D'Antoni teams always score. But are they committed to guarding people? And if they can, and if they did it like they did it the other night against the Mavericks, they're going to be a tough out for a lot of people. Harden was tremendous. And offensively, I guess they're just sort of moving things in the direction that it has really been, just calling him a point guard. Because the ball's in his hands all the time anyway. But his decision-making was so much better than it's been over the last couple of years. I mean, if he's going to be a high-usage guy and a low-turnover guy, then the Rockets are going to be really, really tough.
Okay, so the Rockets improved defensively. What about the Mavericks? How were they in transition?
They were okay. I mean, it's not like the Rockets shot a great percentage. I mean, they pulled away with their bench players in the fourth quarter. In the first three quarters, they were shooting under 40%. They didn't really get out and do a whole lot of running. Most of their damage came early in the game from behind the three-point line. But transition defense is a definite issue for the Mavericks, and especially when you're starting four guys that are 30 years old or older. It's something that they have worked on from the first day of camp, and there are times when they're okay at it, and there are times where they have been dreadful at it. The other night against the Rockets, really wasn't all that much of a fact.
Okay, the countdown is on to the start of the NBA season. I cannot believe it is almost here, and we are going one-on-one with the Dallas Mavericks play-by-play radio voice. That, of course, is the great Chuck Cooperstein, who is joining us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, a new season. You got a brand-new lineup. Mav fans, obviously, I would assume they're very excited about the additions with the signing free agent small forward with Harrison Barnes and veteran Andrew Bogut. How are they adjusting to their new team and the roles?
Well, Bogut's been fine. I mean, Bogut's been everything that the Mavericks had hoped he'd be. Terrific around the rim, excellent passer up at the high post, and very creative from there, creates different passing angles that allows for really good offensive opportunities. And, he's learning how to play with all these guys and where they really like the ball. And it's like having another point guard on the floor because of his ability to pass. And even dribble, I realize that's incredibly underrated for a center. You don't really talk about that very much. But his ability to dribble it from one side of the floor to the other, forcing the defense to shift, is really important in the Mavericks scheme of things. So defensively, he's been fine. He's defended the rim. He's rebounded well. He's been an excellent offensive rebounder. Dallas has actually been a pretty good offensive rebounding team this preseason after being terrible all of last year. And some of that is a change of philosophy because the Mavericks are now sending an extra man to the boards, whereas last year it was one man in the offensive boards and four men back trying to play transition defense. As far as Barnes goes, he's been bad. And there's no other way to put it. He's been bad. He's shooting 12 of 51 from the floor coming into this game against Denver. And he was obviously 5 of 32 to end the NBA Finals. He signed the contract. I think he's just pressing. He's such a good kid. Mm-hmm. He works really, really hard. He desperately wants to be good, and he desperately wants to please. And I think he's just working at it almost too much. It's like the harder he works, the worse it gets. Last night he was 0-for-8, or Wednesday night he was 0-for-8, against the Rockets before Rick Carlisle actually kept him in the fourth quarter with the reserves to finally see him hit a shot. And let's face it, people were ambivalent over Barnes and looked at his stats and saw the money they paid him and said, what are the Mavericks doing? But again, what alternative did the Mavericks have once they made the decision not to re-sign Chandler Parsons, which seems to be looking smarter and smarter by the day, because Parsons isn't ready to play for the Grizzlies at the beginning of the season, when it didn't seem like there was going to be any issues, you know, once he had the surgery in late March. So, you know, he's got to pick it up. There's no question about that. They can't go where they want to go if Barnes is a substandard player. But I think it's almost like watching sausage being made. You don't always like looking at what you're seeing. You just have to wait for the ultimate result.
Okay. So the start of the NBA season will get underway next week, and we're getting you ready with Chuck Cooperstein, the voice of the Dallas Mavericks. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We will be right back.